OpenClaw browser is often the first thing people hear about after installing OpenClaw, but it is also the most misunderstood part of the system. You might have seen the term in documentation and wondered what it actually does and whether your business really needs it. This guide explains everything in simple terms. No technical confusion, no assumptions. By the end, you will understand what the OpenClaw browser is, how it works, why it matters, and how to set it up step by step. What the OpenClaw browser actually does. The OpenClaw browser works differently from most AI tools. Usually, AI tools only respond to what you give them. You paste text, upload files, or ask questions. The browser changes that. It allows your AI agent to interact with the internet like a real person. It can open websites, read content, click buttons, fill forms, move between pages, take screenshots, download files, and extract useful data. Instead of just thinking, the agent can act. A simple way to understand this is that most AI tools can talk, but the OpenClaw browser gives them the ability to actually do things. For example, it can visit competitor websites and collect pricing data. Log into a supplier portal and download invoices. Submit forms across multiple directories. Navigate websites and confirm if pages are working. All of this happens without a human sitting at a computer. The OpenClaw browser uses the Chrome DevTools protocol, which is the same system used by Chrome developer tools. You do not need to worry about the technical part. What matters is that it allows automation that feels natural and flexible. One important thing to understand is that the OpenClaw browser has two different modes. Choosing the right one is key before you begin setup. The two modes of OpenClaw browser. The OpenClaw offers two working modes. Each serves a different purpose. Managed browser. The managed browser is a fully separate and isolated environment created by OpenClaw, designed to operate independently from your personal browsing setup. It includes a completely independent browsing session that does not interact with or inherit any data from your primary browser activity. Dedicated storage and data handling, ensuring that cookies, cache, and history remain confined within this environment. Zero connection to your personal accounts, meaning it has no awareness of your Gmail, Slack, banking apps, or other logged-in services. Because of this isolation, it does not have access to any of your existing credentials or saved logins. This version of the browser is best suited for automating tasks on public websites where no login or authentication is required. Running scheduled workflows that need to execute reliably without manual intervention. Handling server-based processes where consistency and isolation are critical. Performing background operations that should not interfere with your active browser usage. It runs entirely on its own and does not require any Chrome extension to function. Extension Relay. The extension Relay connects the OpenClaw browser directly to your existing Chrome session, enabling it to operate within your authenticated environment. It works by attaching itself to an already open browser tab, allowing it to inherit the state of that session. This means it can access websites where you are already logged in, using your existing authentication. It supports platforms that require multi-factor authentication, which the agent cannot complete independently. It enables workflows that depend on real user sessions rather than isolated automation environments. This makes it especially useful when you need to interact with authenticated dashboards, tools, or internal platforms. Login flows are complex or require human verification steps like OTPs or approvals. The automation depends on session-specific data that cannot be replicated in isolation. However, this mode requires careful handling to avoid security risks. Never connect it to your personal Chrome profile, as this could expose sensitive data unintentionally. Always create and use a dedicated Chrome profile specifically for OpenClaw-related activities. Keep this environment controlled and limited to only the accounts and data necessary for your workflows. If you're unsure where to begin, it's best to start with the managed browser for safe, isolated automation and introduce the extension Relay only when your use case requires authenticated access. Why your business needs OpenClaw browser? The biggest benefit of the OpenClaw browser is saving time. Many business tasks are repetitive and require someone to sit at a screen but not think deeply. Examples include checking competitor pricing, downloading invoices, submitting business listings, testing website pages, collecting data from websites. These tasks take hours every week. The OpenClaw browser automates them. Unlike traditional browser automation tools, OpenClaw does not need complex scripts. You can just provide instructions in simple terms. This is where browser automation becomes practical for small teams. The OpenClaw browser can adapt if a website changes. It does not break easily like rigid scripts. Other benefits include consistency. Every task runs the same way every time. No missed steps. Scalability. A person can check a few websites. The OpenClaw browser can handle dozens at once. Reliability. Tasks run on schedule without depending on human availability. This is why OpenClaw is becoming a strong option for startups and SMBs looking to automate operations without hiring developers. How to set up OpenClaw browser? There are two setup paths for the OpenClaw browser. Most users should begin with the managed setup. Before setting up the OpenClaw browser, make sure you have a VPS that runs continuously, an Anthropic API key, Node.js version 20 or higher, a Chromium browser for extension relay. Path A, setting up OpenClaw on a VPS. This is the recommended approach if you want a stable, always running automation environment. Installing OpenClaw. Start by installing OpenClaw globally on your VPS. npm install gopenclaw at latest. Once installed, start the OpenClaw gateway. OpenClaw gateway start. To confirm everything is working correctly, check the status. OpenClaw gateway status. At this point, your OpenClaw backend should be up and running. Adding your API key. To enable AI capabilities, configure your API key. OpenClaw config set anthropic.api key your API key. This step allows OpenClaw to understand and execute natural language tasks. Launching the OpenClaw browser. Now, start the browser instance controlled by OpenClaw. OpenClaw browser browser profile OpenClaw start. You can verify that the browser is active by running OpenClaw browser browser profile OpenClaw status. If everything is set up correctly, the browser will be ready to accept commands. Opening and inspecting a website. To test the setup, open a website. OpenClaw browser browser profile OpenClaw openexample.com. You can also capture a snapshot of the page. OpenClaw browser browser profile OpenClaw snapshot. This feature helps OpenClaw map page elements so it can interact with them intelligently. Running your first automated task. Now comes the exciting part, automation. In the OpenClaw interface, enter a simple instruction like, go to a pricing page and list all plans and prices. OpenClaw will navigate, analyze the page, and extract the required information automatically. Troubleshooting common issues. If the browser fails to start or behave correctly, install the required browser dependencies. NPX Playwright install Chromium. OpenClaw gateway restart. This usually resolves most setup-related problems. Path B, connecting OpenClaw to your local Chrome. If you prefer using your own Chrome browser instead of a VPS-controlled one, OpenClaw also provides an extension-based setup. Installing OpenClaw locally. First, install OpenClaw on your local machine. npm install gopenclaw at latest. Adding a gateway token. Set your gateway token to authenticate the connection. Export OpenClaw underscore gateway underscore token equals your token. Connecting to your VPS. Next, connect your local system to the VPS. OpenClaw node run host your underscore VPS underscore IP port 18789. Approving the connection. Check for pending connection requests. OpenClaw nodes pending. Approve the request using its ID. OpenClaw nodes approve request underscore ID. Installing the browser extension. Install the OpenClaw browser extension. OpenClaw browser extension install. After installation. Open Chrome. Load the extension. Turn it on. Verifying the setup. Finally, confirm that everything is connected. OpenClaw browser browser profile Chrome tabs. If your browser tabs appear, the setup is successful. OpenClaw simplifies browser automation by letting you describe tasks in plain language while it handles the execution. Whether you run it on a VPS for continuous automation or connect it to your local browser for flexibility, the setup is straightforward and powerful. Once configured, you can automate data extraction, testing workflows, and repetitive browsing tasks with minimal effort. What to automate first with OpenClaw browser? Once your OpenClaw browser is set up and ready to use, it's best to begin with simple, high-impact workflows that are easy to implement and immediately useful. Competitor monitoring. Automatically track and compare pricing, product listings, or content changes across multiple competitor websites without manual checking. Invoice collection. Log into vendor or client portals and download invoices or billing documents on a regular schedule without needing manual access each time. Directory submissions. Fill out and submit forms across multiple directories or listing platforms quickly, reducing repetitive manual data entry work. Website testing. Capture screenshots of your website after updates or deployments to visually verify changes and ensure everything is functioning as expected. OpenClaw browser security best practices. The OpenClaw browser is safe when used correctly. Managed browser is isolated and secure. Extension relay requires caution. Always use a separate Chrome profile. Limit access to required accounts. Treat it like a shared system. This approach ensures strong OpenClaw security for your workflows. Want someone to handle the setup for you? How Globosoft.ai helps businesses deploy OpenClaw the right way. If reading through this guide made you think, I get it, but I'd rather have someone just do this for me. That's exactly what Globasoft.ai is here for. Globasoft.ai is an end-to-end AI agent development and deployment agency that specializes in getting OpenClaw live for businesses without the back and forth of figuring it out alone. Here is what Globasoft.ai can do. Full OpenClaw gateway installation across Mac, Windows, Linux, and VPS environments. Custom AI agents and multi-agent systems built on LangChain, CrewAI, LangGraph, and AutoGen. Voice-powered phone agents and conversational AI via Twilio, Tulmix, and 11labs. RAG-powered assistants connected to your existing tools and data. Platforms and models supported. WhatsApp, Telegram, Slack, Discord, Gmail, Microsoft Teams, and 15 plus more. Any AI model Claude, GPT-4, Llama, Gemini, or local models via Alima. All running on your own infrastructure so your data stays private. Getting started. Setup packages begin at $499 with no coding required on your end. A free consultation is available to map out your exact requirements. Over 150 projects delivered globally, with ongoing support included. If you want your OpenClaw browser and full gateway live within days rather than weeks, Globasoft.ai is the fastest path to get there. Book a consultation at Globasoft.ai. Final thoughts. The OpenClaw browser turns AI into something practical. It does not just answer questions. It completes real work inside a browser. Setup takes less than an hour, and the impact is immediate. Once you see the OpenClaw browser handle tasks on its own, you start identifying more processes to automate. For businesses looking to save time, improve consistency, and scale operations, the OpenClaw browser is a powerful step forward. FAQ. 1. What is the OpenClaw browser? The OpenClaw browser allows AI agents to interact with websites autonomously, opening pages, reading content, filling out forms, and downloading files, saving businesses time on repetitive tasks. 2. What are the two modes of OpenClaw browser? Managed browser, isolated environment for automating public tasks without accessing personal data. Extension Relay, connects to your Chrome session, useful for tasks requiring login credentials or session-specific data. 3. Why should my business use OpenClaw browser? It automates repetitive tasks, example price checks, invoice downloads, with benefits like consistency, scalability, and reliability, ideal for small businesses looking to save time. 4. How do I set up OpenClaw browser? Managed browser, install on a VPS for continuous automation. Extension Relay, install on your local Chrome and connect it to your VPS for session-based automation. 5. What security precautions should I take? For extension relay mode, use a separate Chrome profile and limit access to essential accounts to prevent exposing sensitive data. The managed browser mode is more secure due to its isolation.